Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Josh.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Against the Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 13 to 15 articles combating the lie to the CIA-controlled media. Go to the right side of the page, scroll down a little bit. There's always a link either for radio, which we're broadcasting into 133 cities nationwide. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show. As well, friends, as going over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, join us on the viewership concerning whatever platform may be there right now. Join us on Top Chat. You can go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Do the same thing there, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, I just got to tell you a really quick story. I got a lot of callers, Jeremy, Al, Claire. I'm going to get you in just a moment, okay? You guys are first up, so just hang on with me. But yesterday, I got to tell you, I drove for 10 hours, 701 miles, and I cannot recollect one time where we have ever canceled an opportunity that's been given to this ministry. And I'm talking about from all over the United States of America. We have never passed by the opportunities that have been given unto us. So when we see the doors open, we go through them. I'm broadcasting live out of Michigan right now because an opportunity has been given and made by the good people here in Michigan who refuse to submit to tyranny in this state concerning Governor Whitmer. You want to call her that. She should be impeached and she should be prosecuted for her crimes against the people here. Now, I got to really tell you why I'm here, at least the heart of why I'm here. I'm in this little room in the back of this church, so I'm not in any way impeding what may be going on in the other side of the church right now, but I am literally freezing my backside off without complaint. And I'm sitting here seeing the response of the people and some of the comments that are made. And it's like, guys, I got to tell you, when I see all the people from Texas, South Carolina, Florida, Alabama, you guys saying hello from your state. I mean, I just got to tell you, you're the reason I do what I do. I'm humbled, sincerely humbled by your response. I'm sincerely humbled that there's so many people that are as sick and tired of what's going on as I am across the United States of America. So I want to let you know that hell or high water, it matters not. An opportunity comes to preach in the face of what's going on because we see the majority of the pulpits in this country bowing to tyranny across the United States. We are not that ministry. We've never been that ministry. Matter of fact, when we see, like, for example, let me just go back because I'm shooting from the hip right now. We started doing high school assemblies across the country. This was right after Columbine. We started seeing all the people running away from the schools, but we noticed the parents, the Christians and patriots and conservatives, 86% of them, throwing their kids into public schools. We were the ministry that turned and ran to the schools because we've seen everybody, namely in the church, running from the schools, as if to suggest that the state has children, which they don't, as if to suggest the federal government has a right to violate the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. In other words, the federal government has no business lawfully whatsoever in educating your students, your children in public schools anywhere in this country, just so you know. But I want to tell you, we're in Michigan right now because of that opportunity. We're in Michigan because there's going to be a church filled with people that want to have church, and they want to be gathered together with others that are not going to bow the knee, that understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. That's what we're doing here. I'm doing this because I want to see my Father glorified, number one. And secondly, I'm leading the way as I follow the Christ, and I can rest assured, and you can rest assured, Jesus Christ doesn't run from the battle, friends. He runs directly to it. And the Bible is clear when it tells us that we're going to be set as a testimony against kings and governors. For why? For the very things that we see today. Americans, listen to me carefully. Be encouraged. What an opportunity that we have at the church right now. What an opportunity to prove the God of Israel. What an opportunity to stand up and do them more than just talk about the history of our forefathers. God bless every one of them that fought, bled, and died, giving us what we have today. Now it's our turn to prove our love for God, our love for mankind, and our love for our country. That's real Christianity, Isaiah 58:12. I also wanted to say this before I get back to the phone call. I have a friend that took time to note that there was a need in the ministry. And his name is David. And his wife is Elizabeth. And David and Elizabeth, if you could see what I could see right now, your seed that you sowed into this ministry is flourishing, oh my goodness, 100-fold. I'm watching it. I mean, look at the comments flooding in. Look at the response of the people that are hungry for the truth. I want to say thank God to every one of you that are supporting us. How many times I've had people say nobody's ever thanked us. I'm here to tell you thank you, but my way of saying thank you for your support is doing what I'm doing right now, and we're doing it without complaints, though I am a little chilly. I just wanted to acknowledge my friend David and Elizabeth. And I want to acknowledge everybody that's taken their time to see that this ministry means what it says, and it goes a lot further than just talking about the Bible. Friends, we are living testimonies, and we see an opportunity in front of us right now, not a one of defeat, but one of victory, because I don't care how big and bad the media wants to blow up the bad guys. I could care less. Like King David in Psalm 27, he didn't care if all the armies were gathered against him. What did he say? In this I will be confident. So be it, Lord. Prove to the United States of America as to who you are to the faithful in Christ. Because the faithful in Christ, remember, God does not use a majority to prevail. He always uses a minority that no flesh should glory in his presence. I wanted to share that with you. I wanted to say a couple thank yous. I've never done that before, but I felt led to say thank you to my friend David. And say thank you to my friend Elizabeth and to all of you friends out there that are keeping us out here doing what we're doing right now. While everybody's running from the battle, we're doing what God has commanded us to do in running to the battle, not from it. Because we understand our mandate. We also understand that it was the Lord that said unto us, listen, I'll give you the promise on the top of the heads of your enemies, for it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation. And if you look at Judges 3, friends, you will see clearly that the Lord allowed enemies within because the Lord wanted to see if his children would keep his commandments or no, is exactly what Scripture says. If we love the Lord, nobody has to tell us what we should be doing, friends. We're doing it. And the fact of the matter is our actions are showing you our love. And by the way, if you would like to become a supporter, please check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. Again, to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to get back to this topic, friends, but you're making it your show, and I'm going to give it to you. We're talking about if the high number of frontline health workers rejecting the vaccine does not tell you the truth concerning vaccines. Friends, I'm here to tell you right now, nothing will. We got Jeremy calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hello, thank you. It was very encouraging to hear what you were saying just before that last break. I believe we can be victorious through God.
Amen.
The COVID-19 vaccine has been celebrated as having a 95% efficacy rate. Well, the reason for that apparent efficacy rate might be because it hasn't had an adequate amount of time to be tested, sufficiently tested. And also, I believe Americans are brave. Well, we need to start demonstrating that in bravery, just like citizens around the world are demonstrating their bravery to defend our God-given rights and freedoms.
Amen. Amen. Jeremy, so I got a question for you, and I suspect you're going to come up with the same answer, or at least the answer I may be coming up with as far as my conclusion goes. But why do you suppose they want to get this vaccination in the people so quickly, and why do you think they labeled it Operation Warp Drive?
It's chilling to even start to think about it. I've heard and read about all kinds of different reasons why, but ultimately it's abuse of power is what they're doing, and they have no right to do this.
Can I throw my thoughts at you real quick? I believe they called it Operation Warp Drive. They've talked about their million man army to intimidate people and using governors and mayors across the country through forced compliance to make sure everybody gets it through fear, even though they know it's bad. But I believe that they wanted to get it inside of the people in a matter of 24 hours, because this is exactly what they said, because they don't want people to see the adverse side effects of these vaccinations. They want to get them into everybody before they can stand up and see the effects of them. That's my thought.
I've heard about that, and I mean that's something I've read about. Yeah, and it's chilling and scary, and you know we need to start realizing and waking up to what's happening here. What definitely seems to be happening here, and we need to we need to fight for our freedom by using our freedom. Otherwise, we lose our freedom. That's the bottom line.
That's right. And that is why we are an armed nation, and that's why we have the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And if you line that up to Scripture, friends, it's very clear as to why we are an armed people for such times as this. And that is what stands between us and freedom right now, friends. Us and tyranny is the fact that we are an armed people and we remain an armed people. And again, let me remind you, we are still in a position and we should be encouraged because we still have the freedom to do the right thing. Thank you for the call, Jeremy from Minnesota. I have Claire calling in. Oh, guys, call me back from Montana. I just clicked the wrong button on Comrex. 1-866-582-9933. Please call back. I'll take you up next. We got Al calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What say you?
Hello?
Hello,
Bradley. This is Al from Moundsby, Minnesota.
Hey, Al. Thank you for calling in. What say you?
Yeah, I don't even know if you remember. We talked a few weeks back. Anyway,
yeah, I remember you.
Look up Professor Dolores Cahill. Google her. Why people will start dying a few months after the first mRNA vaccination.
And basically, there you have
it. Basically what she states is, once they give you this vaccination, it metastasizes throughout your whole body. Okay? So 2 to 4 weeks, and then you're bebopping along down the road, and all of a sudden you get a COVID virus, which is basically, there's different strands of it, and it's basically the common cold. Your body does, your immune system does what it's supposed to do, and it starts attacking that COVID virus. It takes a good look around, and it says, oh, my God, it's all over the place. So then within the 4 to 7 days, it'll shut down your organs.
Yep.
And then she said something about you have to run in and get a vaccination again. So I guess that is why Bill Gates says, you know, you'll have to get this all the time.
Al, here's something that I want to highlight concerning what you're saying. Bill Gates isn't a doctor.
No.
He's not. Why is he the one that the cameras are on and the microphones are put up to his mouth concerning the cure for the virus that he can't prove? He's not even a doctor. And why is it that the big tech companies are censoring the ones that are qualified and the ones that are licensed concerning their narrative, which contrasts that of Bill Gates? And the American people are confused as to what the problem is. Really? I mean, that's insane. Bill Gates is not qualified. Since when did he become a doctor, Al? Americans, he's not a doctor, yet he's the one setting the narrative. And again, keep in mind, they're censoring doctors that are telling you what Al's telling you right now. So, Al, I got 4 other calls. I'll give you the last 10 seconds.
Because this is an upside-down world, Bradley. What is good
is
evil, and what is evil is good. So you got to look at that 95% of efficacy rate. That 95% efficacy rate is death.
Yep.
Because
they have a responsibility and a choice to make just like we do, Alan. I totally appreciate your call from Minnesota. Claire from Montana, forgive me for hanging up on you. That was an accident. Thank you for calling it in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Thank you for having me back. Okay.
Sure.
As the healthcare workers in Montana, there are several hospitals that are not mandating it. And several of their healthcare workers refuse to take it. In Montana, they have offering Moderna, and I understand from people that have taken it, friends, that the after effects aren't bad, the first shot. But then I heard that the second shot, they're really bad. It's the politics of fear. I agree with you on that, Bradley. Funerals here and the obituaries, they never state what the person died from, but they're all being cremated. A friend of mine has a burial plot and everything. They're not going to be burying him. They're cremating him until a later date. I can give you the names of the hospitals I know. I don't know if you want me to say those.
Yeah, no, I'm... That's up to you to do so, ma'am. I'm not looking for that. I would just, if I could ask you a question, Claire, I'm curious to know, why do you think that the mainstream media, why do you think that they're squelching the voice of doctors that are trying to make aware, namely the American people, as to the adverse side effects, like that of Robert Kennedy or Dr. Martin, who is a very renowned doctor out of Rochester, Minnesota, who works at the Mayo Clinic. Why do you think that big tech companies are putting questions and deleting and censoring and expunging videos and information that contradict the mainstream media when it comes to the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccinations?
Because that's the truth, and they're controlling the narrative. The reason why I'm calling you is I just found out I've been banned. I've been banned for commenting on everything just today. And this is ridiculous. They don't want the truth out there. I'm listening to you and calling you on somebody else's computer because I can't get you or comment on my computer. Can't stand this because this is, if it's like this now, Bradley, wait until January 21st. I hope to God that you're still on the air. What's going to stop them from doing it to all of us? We should have stopped it in March when they said, oh, just wear the mask for a little while. The hell that? Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. Thank you, Claire. I totally appreciate it. Folks, speaking of which, you just heard her talk about the censorship and how she's being banned. Do you guys understand that your First Amendment of freedom of speech is under attack by this government? Do you realize, again, for the first time listener, Section 230 was given to stop pornography? That was it. Is that what Facebook's using it for? Is that what Google's using it for? Is that what Twitter's using it for? Absolutely not. They're using it to censor speech concerning their political opposition. By the way, everybody lives politics. I want to make clear on that. Everybody lives politics. Okay? They're trying to shut your mouth, and they're zeroing out as they're tightening the noose on their political opposition. What they're doing is criminal, these big tech companies. Yet we look at Ted Cruz, we look at Trey Gowdy, and we look at Jason Chaffetz, and we look at Jim Jordan, and we stand back, and we call them the American appeasers, by the way, because they do nothing but talk big. But I want to remind you that these are the same group of people that gave them Section 230 in the first place. In other words, big tech companies are protecting corrupt politicians, and corrupt politicians are protecting big tech companies. Friends, I prefer freedom, so let's deal with corruption. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Sons of Liberty Media.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says a mutant COVID-19 strain that's more infectious is on track to become the dominant strain in the United States by March. Fewer than 100 cases have been identified in the United States, but the actual number is believed to be much higher. A new study from the European Journal of Clinical Investigation found that mandatory lockdowns did not provide significantly more benefits to slowing the spread of the disease rather than other voluntary measures such as social distancing or travel reduction. Dr. Kanta Ahmed is a pulmonologist at NYU's Langone Medical Center.
We see that people actually, when they know about the risk, modify their behavior before you crush all businesses and all activity.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News. A migrant caravan moving from Honduras toward the U.S. border is calling on the incoming Biden administration to honor what they say are commitments to migrants moving north amid fears of a surge at the border when President-elect Joe Biden enters office. Outgoing acting CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News these caravans are to be expected.
Right now, we're looking at two groups that are well over 5,000. And one of those groups have already gotten through the Guatemala border, and they're on their way to El Rancho, which is about located centrally in Guatemala. It's coming. It's already started, just as we promised and anticipated it would with this rhetoric from the new administration on the border.
The NFL divisional playoffs begin this hour with a pair of big-time matchups. The Rams face the top-seeded Packers at Lambeau Field. Tonight, the Ravens and Bills clash in New York. The game in Green Bay beginning at just after 4:30 Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Hour 2, friends. Thank you again. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, broadcasting live out of Michigan. When I'm done with the radio show today, I'm literally walking out of this room going into the chapel area, and we got a couple hundred people in there waiting right now. So we still got a half hour, so hopefully we're going to have a packed house. But again, we are broadcasting live out of Michigan. I will be doing a church here in Michigan, when I'm done with this radio show, literally within 5 minutes, I'll be preaching at the pulpit. And then tomorrow, we're going to be going to another part of the state. We're going to be preaching at another local business there because the churches are submitting to the state right now in their tyranny, which we are not doing. And then we will be in Tennessee next week. We will be doing some live broadcasts with the White House correspondent, as well as possibly Alan Keyes. And some of my friends out in Mount Pleasant area, both Brandon and Greg. So we'll be doing some stuff out there, friends. And what we're doing right now is we're doing what we should be doing in spite of what's happening, okay? It's better to obey God than man, right? And let me tell you what, if we don't do that, Robert Winthrop, one of the speakers of the House, rightly said, either going to be ruled by the word of God, that's what we prefer, or are you going to be ruled by the bayonet? America, which one are you going to be ruled by? We choose the word of God, period. Because where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And folks, I'm here to tell you, when you read 2 Corinthians 3:17, it'll make perfect sense as to why I just shared that with you even now. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about if the high number of frontline health workers rejecting the vaccine does not tell you the truth of the matter. Friends, nothing will. And that's just the truth of the matter. We have Steve calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, I was actually surprised the number was so high of us that refused to take it. I mean, when we first heard the vaccines were coming, you know, people, friends of mine, we we all are in emergency medicine, and so many of them said, "Yeah, we're not going to do it." Even my friend that she gets her flu shot, she said, "I'm not taking that experimental thing. I don't trust it." So yep. the numbers were, you know, 7 out of 9 didn't do it.
That's right.
So
that's right. What I'm going to do in just a couple minutes here, Steve, is I'm going to highlight an article for Forbes. In other words, take them for a grain of salt. But the fact of the matter is, I believe the numbers are higher, even what they're sharing. But the fact of the matter is, we at least have some of these useful idiots willing to tell the people that there's something wrong. And of course, what they want to do is they want to put these frontline health workers, they want to demonize them. They want to play them out to the American people and cast into the minds of the American people that somehow or another, these frontline health workers, they just don't care about the people. Well, the fact of the matter is, Steve, the opposite is true. And if the frontline health workers are not taking the vaccination, that should tell the rest of us exactly the course that we should be taking as well. Again, what say you?
Well, and also, they aren't accurate when they call us anti-vaxxers. Because when I was in Desert Storm, I was given every when I was in the Air Force and the Army, I was given every vaccine you possibly could, because I was always going to Central America and all over the world, and they made me sick. They injured me and they harmed me. And what becomes interesting is when you tell people, well, I used to take them all the time and then they hurt me. Because vaccines are more of a religion than a medicine, they almost act like you did something wrong. And it's like, look, I just stood there and was a pincushion for the guy while he jabbed me all the times with everything they had. You can't blame me for his vaccine not working. And if you could, they wouldn't have needed to give him immunity when Reagan gave him immunity from not being able to be sued.
Yeah, if that immunity isn't telling, I don't know what is. That's enough for me right there. To say to the American people, do you realize what just happened here back in 1986? It shows you that they have been teeing this up for a long time, and we know that they've been trying this decade after decade. Last week, Steve, I played some audio from Anthony Fauci. Again, for the first-time viewer and listener, keep in mind Anthony Fauci was attempting to do the same exact thing, the same players, and the same exact script 10 years ago, but it failed on them. 10 years later, they tried it again on a new up-and-coming decade of young people that are growing into, well, adulthood, if you want to call it that, and they can see that they're getting away with what they are today, what they couldn't have gotten away with 10 years ago. And it shows you how dummy down and desensitized the people have come, Steve. I'm going to give you the last 15 seconds.
Well, I just find it interesting that people are even willing to be afraid of those people. I kind of refer to our governor as Terrified Tim, you know, Wimpy Walt, because he has no power, really. And if they're that afraid of us, it's obvious that they don't have any power if they got to censor us like they do. You know,
well,
you don't censor somebody that you can argue against.
Well, what's interesting about that, Steve, and I'll say this in closing, thank you for your phone call. I totally appreciate it. It's interesting to note that what we see is the corporations in this fascist state have come in to enforce what the governors know that they don't have the power to enforce. And again, if that's not telling to the American people as to what's taking place here, I don't know that anything can or will. We are in a fascist state right now, and we are in trouble, and we better wake up as to what's going on in this country, because if we don't, we're not going to have anything left. Just, it's that simple. We're either going to deal with corruption, or our country and our freedoms are going to go away. And if we consider the price paid for that, we're not going to allow that to happen. So I appreciate your phone call, Steve. Again, I'm trying to work this thing right now, and I don't know why, but for some reason or another, I'm trying to get Polly from New York Polly, do I have you?
I think so.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you had that Dr. David Martin on the other day explaining exactly that it's not a vaccine. And legally, you know, they're being illegal, but it's interesting. They're going in for the seniors, of course, first. I mean, and don't forget, they're getting flu vaccines on top of it, and they give them double dose. So there's going to be, and then they'll call it COVID death. But the first responders, you know, that a lot of them will probably quit and or get sick. And this is beyond, like, even people who are not anti-vax are questioning this because of the speed of it and all. But I heard from Dr. Lorraine Day. She said 20 to 30,000 pastors are working with FEMA, getting paid to encourage their congregation to take the vaccine.
Yep. I believe it. I believe it. They're a bunch of Judases. And this is exactly what people need to understand, the distinction between someone that's called of God and someone that's born of God and the Spirit of God, and those that are born and called to the will of the devil. Because those that want to be in the pulpit, they're called of the devil. Those that don't want to be called, and those that don't want to go to the pulpit and preach from the pulpit, those are the ones that are called of God, because they're being led by the Spirit of God. Just like when Jesus told Peter, he asked him the question, do you love me? Jesus asked Peter, and Peter said, you know I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. He asked him again, do you love me? Peter said, you know I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. He asked the third time, do you love me? Peter's getting agitated at this point. He said, you know I love you, Lord. Why are you asking me this? He said, feed my lambs. Then Jesus said to Peter, when you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go. But when you're old, another one's going to gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go. And it shows you right now as to who these men and these women that are submitting to the state and aiding tyranny, who they work for and where they're born from. And I want to tell you something. It's not from above. I also wanted to tell you something, Polly, because it's really important. And I want to ask you a question as to what's going on there in New York. But it's interesting to note that these anti-vaxxers, these are these ways to browbeat people into submission by, you know, defaming them, kind of knocking them into line until they become a part of everybody else. I'm here to tell you, don't be a part of what everybody else is doing. Stand up against what everybody else is doing. Play the man, play the woman of God. But what's interesting about that is Bill Gates, the one that wants to depopulate the world from 9 billion to 6 billion, and he's the one that said that we could do that if we do a really good job on vaccines. He's also the guy that said anti-vaxxers are responsible for killing their own children. I'm not making this up. So this is the mindset that the American people are up against. And either we're going to deal with it and defy it and cast these individuals into the place of accountability under law in this country, because we all are ruled by law, Article 6, Section 2, the Supremacy Clause of the United States Constitution. They are not above the law, but they are definitely acting above the law. But if we consider the source as to who's telling us what we're being told today, it doesn't take a genius to say, you know what? You're a devil. You want to depopulate. You have a history of crimes against nature around you. And why he hasn't been called in to question by our authorities, what we do have is we have an administration that called it a miracle from God. And then going on top of what you just said, kind of just segue into that other point that you were saying, Pastor Jeffers said it was an early Christmas present concerning the vaccinations. Well, is that what we're seeing right now? Nope, we're seeing just the exact opposite. So we need to understand those that are called of God and those that are not called of God, because what we're seeing right now is not good, and it's not the Spirit of God. This is the judgment of God upon a disobedient nation is what it is. I got one question to ask you before this next hard break. What is New York looking like right now, Polly?
Well, in my area in Buffalo, people are really being up. They're pushing back strong. We've been having rallies.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Again, to our two, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, friends, go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and subscribe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and subscribe. I got so many phone calls up on Comrax right now, I don't know that I'm going to be able to get to all of you, but do hold on. I got Trey, Karen, and Cindy are the next three up. But I do have to kick out some of this information really quick, because what we're talking about is that the number of frontline health workers rejecting the vaccine does not tell you the truth of the matter. Nothing will. What we're finding is the reason from these frontline health workers rejecting the vaccination, the reason is this. Healthcare workers were hesitant to receive the vaccine, citing concerns to potential side effects. There are over 400 adverse side effects. And a lack of faith in the government, those that the information is coming from, to ensure that the vaccinations were safe, okay? So I want to get right to the stats real quick before I get to these phone calls. Forbes magazine, which I would advise you to take as a grain of salt, because they are a part of the problem in many ways, but recently they produced an article highlighting the numbers of healthcare and frontline workers that are refusing COVID-19 vaccinations. I also want to say this, take care, and I'm saying that in old English, take heed, pay careful attention to the facts, and considering the source as to where these numbers are coming from, because I believe that they're probably lower than what they're willing to tell you, okay? This is what they reported. Despite the COVID-19 death count in the United States rapidly accelerating, who told you that? They did. A startling high percentage of healthcare professionals and frontline workers throughout the country who have been prioritized as early receipts of the coronavirus vaccination are reportedly hesitant or outright refusing to take it, despite clear scientific evidence that vaccines are safe and effective. They're propagandists. Earlier this week, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, oh, trust that guy, he was troubled by the relatively low numbers of nursing home workers who have been elected to take the vaccine, with DeWine stating that approximately 60% of nursing home staff declined the shots. I guarantee you it was much more than that in the state of Ohio. Dr. Joseph Iveron, chief of critical care at Houston's United Medical Center, told NPR in December more than half of the nurses in his unit informed him that they would not get the vaccination. Now, friends, just a side note, a friend of mine is an RN in the state of Minnesota. His statistics were much higher than what you're being told here, and that's coming from a nurse, a registered nurse in a local hospital, okay? They reported, Forbes did, that roughly 55% of surveyed New York Fire Department firefighters said they would not get the coronavirus vaccination. Okay, this is what the Firefighter Association president said last month. The Los Angeles Times reported Thursday that the hospital and public officials in Riverside, California, had been forced to figure out how to best allocate unused doses after an estimated 50% of frontline workers in the county refused the vaccine. It's much higher than this, friends. I can tell you that right now. There's a recall going in the state for a reason, friends. Fewer than half of the hospital workers at St. Elizabeth Community Hospital and Tehama County, California, were willing to be vaccinated, said Forbes, and around 20 to 40% of L.A. County's frontline workers have declined an opportunity, they said, to take the vaccination. Okay, friends? Now, I just want to say this before I finish the show off with more phone calls. With all of the information on these vaccinations and those that are feeding the cup of propaganda all day long, okay, because they're propping up this lie continuously, right? With all the information on these vaccinations and the history of those from whom which they are coming, it is no wonder why they are refusing the vaccinations. Why? Because there's no truth in the people that are telling you that there's a virus and that there's a vaccination to cure the virus that they can't prove. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take some more phone calls. I actually have I have a couple people that called in at the same exact time, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to take Trey from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Mr. Bradley Dean. I called in the other week, and I'm a registered nurse as well, and my wife, she's a medical provider. I think I had spoken briefly about this, and we're out here in Colorado, and I'm sorry I have poor service, so I'm going to try and keep this fast because I'm holding my phone up in one hand just to keep this phone call going through. She's a medical director, and she is actually standing in the gap, as we are called to do, to keep these vaccinations out of her clinic, because anything that comes into her clinic must be signed off by her, and she does not approve of them. We don't approve of them, not only because I was injured by them through many years of being injected, but that the father used that to wake us up and to slap us out of our sleep right before we had kids, praise the father, and then we started looking into it, and we said, well, the father says not to, you, like you talk about, mix the blood, and we shouldn't be putting, you know, there's all kinds of things in that. There's monkey cells, there's aborted fetal cells, I mean, just any of those things. And not only that, but, I mean, we're supposed to rely on him, and he guarantees it. And so, anyways, just long story short, we're totally against them, not just because we do know that it's experimental, but also just because God says not to. And we're trying to stand up, and we could greatly use your prayer and the prayer of the other saints.
Amen. I appreciate the call, Trey. And here's the bottom line. If what they're selling the American people is so good for them, first of all, they wouldn't be popped for getting their vaccinations publicly without needles and the plungers down and this, that, and the other thing. But on top of that, they're so sure of their vaccinations, and they're so sure of the certainty of the scientific evidence that they're so good for the people. Well, I say you first, Billy Bob, you first, Tony Anthony Fauci, you first, head of WHO. But the fact of the matter is, you know as well as I do, what applies to us doesn't apply to them, and that's the problem the American people are having right now. The American people have forgotten that they work for us, We did not work for them. And my point that I was going to make is the fact that if it's so good for us, then why did they have to create a Child Vaccination Safety Act back in 1986 to indemnify themselves against adverse side effects concerning the vaccinations? We need to think about what's being told here. We got Karen calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Karen?
Hi, I hailed from Michigan. In fact, by Pfizer.
Well, I'm in Michigan, Minnesota. So you're in my hometown, and I'm in my home state, and I'm in your home state. So I guess that's how it works today.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention, I refer to Bill Gates as Kill Gates. He has three children. None of them have ever been vaccinated.
Of course not.
Also, we have Dr. Scott Jensen, who is a doctor of the year and a senator for Minnesota. Unfortunately, he didn't get reelected this last election, but they threatened to take his medical license away because he refused to label his patients dying of COVID. And
that's right.
He had a YouTube out there. I think it was on Brighteon.
Yeah, we've had him on the show several times, Karen, but thank you for that information.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
Also, the other thing is people should watch the documentary, Vax.
Yep, it was great. Yep.
And also, the other thing is we don't hear anything about people dying of flu. It's just COVID.
That's right. And that's there again, very telling. For the sake of time, Karen, thank you for the phone call from Minnesota. We got Cindy calling in from Florida. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You are my last caller. What say you, my friend?
I say praise and glory to Jesus Christ, first of all. And second of all, you're asking about Gates, why Gates is being looked to for an authority or why he's so involved. It's a very simple answer. ROI, return on investment, for him is what he has.
That's right.
In it. And the other thing is he's a major, major player in the plan of the evil ones to bring down America and bring it under the whole world under the one world order.
And you know what's sad about all that, Cindy? You know what's sad about that, ma'am? Is the American people, for the most part, if they're paying attention even just a little bit, they already know that. But they're the ones that are taking heed to the very one that they know is a wicked and an evil man. So what I like to say continuously on the show is, how do you help a people that won't help themselves? How would you give an answer to that?
Yeah. Plant seeds is all you can do.
And that's right.
They grow.
That's right. Well, Cindy, I appreciate your boldness, and I appreciate your phone call. What city are you in Florida right now, by the way?
I'm in Gainesville right now.
Oh, and I bet it's nice and warm because I am freezing cold in this little den in the back of a church right now. And by the way, I got to go out in about less than 5 minutes and start preaching to this congregation that is sick and tired of the tyranny going on in the state of Michigan. So without further ado, friends, we love you by what we do. Please consider supporting SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go over to donate button and become a son or a daughter of liberty today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.